The shir is sponsored by the Lipstein Mishpacha and the Schwartz Mishpacha, Lili Nishmas, Yehuda Shlomo Ben,
Chaim Do.
And Chaim Do. Mirtz Hashem, the shir should be a source of Lili Nishmasa. So we're skipping the Gemara on the sugya of Yadayim Mochichos, Yadayim Shem Mochichos, and we're jumping ahead towards Vavim Aveis, the sugya of Yesh Yad Lepeya or Ein Lad Lepeya. The Gemara has a kash on Vavim Aveis. Boyra Papa, Yesh Yad Lepeya or Ein Yad Lepeya. This concept that we've been talking about a yad, about filling in a person's lashon. How expansive is that? Does that only apply to the areas of Nedarim? Or does that even apply to the concept of Peah? So the Gemara asks Akasha, Hechidami, Ilei Meda Amar Adin Ugyo Lehave Peah Vahadin Nami. If he points to a certain area that has a Din Peah, and then he says to another bushel, Vahadin Nami, Ahi Peah Mal Yasi. So that's not a Yad, that's straight up Peah. The Gemara says, Elawat, ki commit violate on the Amr Vahadain. He just said Vahadain. It's not entirely clear from his language what he meant when he said Vahadain to this other Ugyo. Veloy Amr Nami. My Mechlal Dichi Amr Sade Kula Tiave Peya Avya Peya. So the Gemara says, why? Maybe just like the din is that if you'd make your whole Sade Peya, it has a din Peya. In Vahatanya, and that taka is then a true that it said Vahatanya ben Yichusa. Nine Shem writes a lasos called Sadeo Peya Oisa. How do you know that if you want to make your whole Sade Peya that you're allowed to? Tam of Loimar Paasa Adcha. So the din is true. So the Gemara says, yeah, in a Chanami you can make your whole Sade Peya. So what's the Shiloh of the Gemara? So what's the Bayer of Rapapa? The Gemara says the suffix is me. I'm reading a cave in the iskish la carbonis. Do we say since there's a hekish to pay it to carbonis? Ma carbonis yeshlem yad ah pay yeshlem yad. Just like carbonis has a yad, so to pay it should have a yad. Odilma maybe pay a ki iskish look about the achru de iskish the hechad about the achru de iskish. Or maybe the hekish is only lenient about the acher and not legabe the other dina carbonis legabe the din of yad. Right. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara has a suffix ultimately. How much do we extrapolate from the parsha of Karbanis to the din of Peya? Is it just Leinyan Balta Acher? Is it all in Yane Hekdeshos, even Legabe, that it could be Kadosh, Legabe the Yah? So, Rabosa, I just want to ask a fundamental question. The Gemara is very hard to read. In the middle of the Gemara trying to figure out the Hechitimsa, the Gemara is jumping and the Gemara says, why? Are you assuming that osa kol sadacha peya that it's peya? So Gemara says, yeah, we taka have a raya to that. That if a person makes his whole sada peya, it has a din peya. What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything? And if you tell me no, it's because he's not only making the little corner peya, but he's making an additional corner peya. He's making an additional amount peya. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara should say, Minayin, that if you make Peya, you can make Peya again. Why is the Gemara, like, Pashup Shad in the Gemara is very difficult. And Rabbi Isai, if the Gemara was saying what I think it's saying, which is that you can add on to your Peya, so I have a much better source. What's my source, Rabbi Isai? That Peya is not only the corner. Eilu dvarim she'en lam shir. Ha'peya v'abikurin. Something we say every single morning. Chloy, that's not what the Gemara is saying. Because the Gemara is not bringing a raya from Birkas HaTorah. You know, that all the Amoraim said that morning. You know, I'm sure that it was on their mind. So what the chlal is going on in this Gemara. Very, very difficult. Very difficult Gemara. To make matters worse, the Mishnah Melech has a suffix. The Mishnah Melech declares whether or not this Shiloh, if a person makes Peya, can he make a second part Peya? So he says, don't bring me a Raya from the way the Ron learns the Gemara over here. That seems to be Mashva, that he had a corner Peya And then he added a little bit, because here it was talking about Toich Kedei Dibur. Amishu Kimta in the whole sugya. So, if it's talking, if the Mishnah Melech is right, it's talking about Toich Kedei Dibur, so like, what's the whole sugya? Save this for the Gemara on Pei Zayin, when we're going to talk about the Chidushim of how Toich Kedei Dibur works. It's not talking about a Chazara, so it's obviously saying a Chiddush, that Toich Kedei Dibur is one unit of time, the way the Mishnah Melech's understanding. Why is that the Chlal Nichlal in the Suffolk of the Gemara? Meaning, first of all, Rabbi Say, what I'm putting out is, I don't even understand ABCs how to read this Gemara. And then, to make matters worse, like the Mishnah Melech has the Shaila, and he has to make an Ukimta within the Gemara, I don't understand what he's doing with the Gemara, what the Chlal is going on in the Shakla Vitaria. The Suffolk of the Gemara I get. You know, Peya, the Shaykh is to Karbonis, is it Lagabe Baltacher, is it Lagabe all DNA Karbonis, that's great. But the setup of the Gemara, and the Ukimta of the Gemara, like what the Gemara even Bichlal thought that we were comparing it to, is very, very, very difficult. So I'd like to share with you a chiddush of Rav Shlomka Berman that he says something wild over here, but I think it really reads well in the Gemara, and I think it's, you know, it's a pashup shot in the Gemara and a fascinating shot. So he says as follows. He says he thinks the Gemara is safek, is a chakira, yesaitistika chakira, in what the din peya is. When a person gives pay, is that a chiv on the gavra to give pay? Is that a mitzvah on the bailin to give peya? Or is peya matir? Is peya a heter and being matir the crop on the food? Ke'ein, lamashal, you would have Afrashas Truma. Afrashas Truma is not just a mitzvah. Afrashas Truma is actually matir, the kri, the tevel, to now become chul. So how do you view the mitzvah of, he doesn't actually think that it's a matir, but he went, you know, it's not kosher beforehand. No one thinks that the food is not kosher beforehand. There's obviously a mitzvah, I don't want to be misunderstood over here, I'm sorry. There's obviously a mitzvah on the bailin to give pay. But where is that mitzvah noveya from? That's where Shlomo Goberman is asking. Is that stam a mitzvah on the gavra? Or is it a mitzvah klape the cheftza? That now that there's chal, just like truma, there's chal in the cheftza of this basket, peya, so now a mitzvah was done to this cheftza. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is once you are mafresh already. Once you are mafresh already, so then there's no mitzvah anymore because there is a chalos already on the chefta that's done. So Memela, he says like this. If you understand that the chefta already has the chalos already, so you can't add on. You can't add on. And if you understand it's a chalos in the chefta, so then, similar to truma, there has to be something that it's being chal clapping. That even though there's no iser v'heter over here, but just like truma has, it has to have some sort of shirayim that now is going to have that heter and that chalos that it's directed towards. So he comes and he says that's the common denominator, that's the connection within the Gemara's kash. The Gemara wants to know boyerav papa yesh alapeya wein alapeya hechadam. So now the Gemara tries to clarify what is peya. He already was mafresh pay, and then he said vade. The loy amar nami, my mechlal duchi amar sode kula to have peya, have ya peya. So, do you have clapping another shaila? What's the din if a person wants to be mafresh the whole sode pay? So he's not saying whether or not there's a shear for pay. That's the din of Eilu Dvarim Shein Lehem Shear. There's no shear for pay. He wants to know, does something have to now be relevant and be related to? Does there have to be something there that now the chalos peya is relevant for in order for the peya to be chach? If you hold it's just a chiyuv on the gavra, so then he offers the whole sod of peya. It doesn't have to be relevant klape other things. It doesn't have to be chal klape other items, similar to truma and teva. Masha'enkein, if you understand that, no, this is a chalos in the field, that there's part of the field that has peah, and in the mela, this field has a chalos in the chefza that now has a shame peah on it, so then what? Then you wouldn't be allowed to be mafrish, kol sadoso peah. So Mimela, the Gemara wasn't learning anything from this. Now I can say, even though I had a little bit of peya, so what? Volunteer another peya. Because it's not like truma, that once you're mafresh, it's chal, and you can't be mafresh again, the chalois is not chal again. Once you're mafresh, it's the end of the day, you were matir it already. The chefza is done, the chefza is metukon. You can't do it anymore. But now that I prove to you that what? That no, there could even be a afrosha on kol asode peya. It doesn't have to be relevant, and therefore Mela, that's megala to me, that this is not a din klape the chefza, similar to truma. So, although I mask him, it's not a din iser v'heter, it's not an exact parallel, but Mela, then it runs smoothly, the whole Gemara's shakla v'tarya, the comparison from the din, it wasn't learning from Eilud Varm Shein Lev Shir. It was learning from the fact that the whole sub that could be Peya shows me and demonstrates to me the nature of Peya. Oh, Mimela, now I can understand that what? Even though I was Mafresh Peya once, it's not like Truma that I can't be Mafresh Peya again. And Mimela, even if you say Vadnen Nami, that's something that could be Chav. If that's the case, Rav Shlomo Berman takes it one step further. He says that that's a chiddush even toichadei dibur also. Even toichadei dibur. He wants to say a chiddush that perhaps one would suggest that once it's chal. And you can't, again, if a person is choizer toichadei dibur, if you're talking about the laws of toichadei dibur, it's very important to point out about this. Toichadei dibur has two different parshiyos to it. Rav Shimon Shkop speaks about this. Toichadei dibur works the way we have in tefillah, as a chazara option. You have the ability to fix your mistake within the time frame of Teichadei Dibur. But Teichadei Dibur also has a separate component to it. The fact that it's considered one unit of time. The fact that it's considered, you'll see this later in the Darim, there's a whole sugya that's clearly working with another type of Teichadei Dibur, that you're within the same halachic time frame. So he says there that that could be even a chiddush in the Mishnah Melech as well. Even if it's in the same unit of time, but once it's chal, it's chal. And once the truma is chal, so then why are you able to be mice if anything else? It doesn't help. Because the chefza already has a chalois truma. The chefza already has a chalois peya. So mainly even toichadei dibur, perhaps a person wouldn't able to be the chalois peya. Whether or not you want to accept what he's saying, legabe the chiddush of the Mishnah Melech, that's a little bit of a osafa, that he says, lefi this mahalich, it makes sense. But I think within the shakla v'tarya and the Gemara, you know, just in terms of what the Gemara is being medameh, his yesod, which comes out to be a fundamental chakira within how to understand the nature of the mitzvah of peah, it reads very well within the comparison of the Gemara that otherwise seems to be a very difficult shakla v'tarya, and also akasha why the Gemara didn't quote from the Mishnah of Eilud Varm Shein Lev Shir. Okay, so that's the kuda number one. The kuda number two that one has to ask as the Gemara goes weiter, the Gemara quotes the Makar that there's a hekish between Peah and Karbanos. And this is the Pasuk, this is the Pasuk that we've been learning from. Kisidor neder la'ashem lo'kecha le'is'ach le'shama kidor shidushen la'ashem lo'kecha me'imach, me'imach zeleket shechru Peah. So you see that there's a hekish, at least between Baal Ta'acher and leket shechru Peah. And the kasha is, do you also extend it to all the din of yadus? And the Gemara raises the kasha, yech lad litzlaka, or ein yad litzlaka. The Gemara says, hechidami, what's the case? Ile medamer hadin zuza litzlaka vadin nami ha litzlaka atzlaka. Similar shakvatari, that's beferish litzlaka. Elikon da amer hadin velo amer nami. Mai hadin nami litzlaka kamar. Although vadin lenafkusa ba'alma kamar. So the Gemara says, or maybe you meant something else and you just didn't finish your thought. Do you say that tztaka, since there's a hekesh to karbanis, as it says, or no, do you also say that this hekesh is that Baal Ta'achra applies to tzedakah, but the other components of karbanos does not apply to tzedakah. So Rabbi Isai, I asked you the following question, and I believe before COVID, I raised this issue in a Shalosh Shuras shiur that we discussed. But there's a major kasha that the Shita Mekubetzes asks in his Gemara, which is a question that I alluded in the first Chabura. I never really answered it, but it's a running shaila that really applies to many of the sugyas that we see right now, and that here's where the Shita Mekubetzes asks it for Tirish. There is a major discussion about whether or not staka is chal b'machshava. We know that karbanos is chal b'machshava. We know that truma is chal b'machshava. So does staka compare legabe that as well? So maybe you could say, fancy, hagufa is totally in the suffix of the Gemara. Meaning, Gemara is clearly presenting to us a linkage between staka and karbanos. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah links it legabe baal ta'achra, but maybe that is gufa going to be totally on the tzadim of our Gemara of whether or not you have a yad or not. Could be totally on how similar tzedaka is to karbanos. The melee is going to also be an afkamina between karbanos, between whether or not tzedaka is chal machshava like karbanos or not. The problem with having such a fancy pshat is that should be the Gemara shaila. The Gemara should say that. Also included in our suffix is a very important halacha. Do you say that tzedaka is chal machshava just like kodshim is chal machshava? Okay, that's not a knockout raya. Okay, the Gemara didn't want to discuss this. This is a sugya of yados. This Gemara is not discussing every shaila. Okay, but the fact that I don't have a Gemara discussing that is a little bothersome because lemaisa that comes up much more than yados. So that's the Shita Mekubetzes' kash. Shita Mekubetzes asks, on the assumption that staka is chal b'machshava, so what b'chal is the suffix of the Gemara? Is there yados or not yados? Dal mehafi yados. Who cares about yados? It's even chal b'machshava without your speech. So why do I care about whether or not there's yados or not? So the Shita Mekubetzes says, no, you still have an afkamina. The Gemara shaila is still relevant. Why is Gemara Shaila still relevant? Because look at the way this guy spoke. Spoke with a yad. So therefore, he doesn't have Nedivas Halev. What does that mean? What bechlal is the Shita Mekubetzes saying? So this is a chiddush of the Stipler. The Stipler says a Meir Degi Yisoy based on the Shita Mekubetzes, which seems to be really Pashup Shat on what the Shita is saying. Just you need a Stipler to have the guts to say this. But really, says the Stipler in the name of the Shita Mekubetzes, that not all kachim is chal b'machshava. Kachim is only chal b'machshava when you know a guy really is being misnadev belibo and means what he's saying. But if a guy's, not fully there, there's a good musar shmuz, the Shita Mekubetzes. If a guy doesn't have full-fledged kavanas halev, if a guy is half there, half not, and he wants the hektish to be chal b'machshava, the Stipler learns that this sheep is saying that it's not going to be chal. And the only way the hektish to be chal is if there's a din dibor. Then you have tier two. Then you have root two in how hektish to be chal. Meaning, before I saw the Shita Mekubetzes, I always assumed kachim is kachim. And there are two options of how kachim can be nitfis equally. There's dibor. And then there's, even if you don't want to explicitly say it, if you think about it, and that's the same level of hektish. Zok the Shita Mekubetzes, no. You want, there's an option of a hektish chal b'machshava, but not necessarily the same level of involvement do you need in order to create the hektish for dibor as you do need when you want it to be chal b'machshava. You want it to be the root of machshava, then you have to actually mean it, you have to be there, and zok the Shita, the fact that this guy couldn't even express himself clearly, and he used a yad, showed hesitation, showed a lack of nedivas alev, which bechlal is a chiddush, the way he learns that the way this yad came about. The male, there wasn't an option for it to be chal b'machshav. That's
right,
the way he learns. Yeah.
Are you saying there's a nafkamina in the chalais of hektish? Yeah. Between whether or not it's Dibur versus Machshava?
Yeah, that's what this diaper says.
Meaning there's
no, not no, 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 no. Not in the Chaloitz and Hekdesh, in whether or not it could be Chav. The criteria to get to a Chaloitz and Hekdesh is different when you work through Dibur than when you work through Machshava.
Right, but once it's Chal the same.
Yeah,
way.
No, 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 no. The carbon's the same carbon.
Right,
if I have a guy who has full Nadiva Salev and I have a guy who has Dibur, there's not going to be any difference. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the involvement or the criteria or the necessities to create that Hekdesh is not necessarily the same level, and the Torah is needing full-fledged Nadiva Salev in order for there to be Chal, the Torah's Fakshav.
Wow, and what's the Svar is just that because you're doing it in a less concrete way, so you need a more...
I would assume so, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's a big finish. Big finish. Good. But Rabbi Sai, his kasha is not only a kasha here. His kasha is on the Gemara, the daf before. The Gemara has Yesh Yad B'chatas V'Asham or Ein Yad B'chatas V'Asham. That's kutchin, right? It's not only stuff. So even if you learn like the way I just asked, that maybe this is totally in the chakira in stucca, is there machshav in stucca or not machshav in stucca? So I asked the shittim gubetzis kasha daf earlier. Katas and asham yad, that's korbanis, that's chalba machshava b'feirish. So that's where the shittim gubetzis answer is helpful. Or the stipler says another fascinating finish that he doesn't have a raya for. He suggests, perhaps, Hekdesh Chal Machshava, David, get ready for this one. This is going to be a big nafkamina. Might only be by Nidarim and Nidavis, and not by Chatas Nosh. Kol Nidiv Lev, and only something that you're being misnadiv. I mean, Rabot's like, this is wild what this diaper is saying. Like, this, he's like introducing Mesechtas over here. Like, this is like new volumes into Godship. But that's all Mikoyach, these kashas from these Gemaras. So how are you going to get around Chatas and Osham? Maybe you'll say something earth-shattering like, maybe Machshava is not Chal when it comes to Chatas and Osham. Zok this type. Or Rabbi Sai, there's another option.
Well, but Truma is Chal with Machshava.
What?
That's not a Truma is Chal with Machshava, and that's not Nidav and Nidav. That's not, you can't be, it's not, they've, doesn't the Gemara say that Truma's Chal b'machshava?
Truma's not a Chiv. Truma's not a Chiv.
What do you mean? Well, okay. But doesn't the Gemara say beferish that Truma's not considered a Nidar v'Nidav? That, what the Gemara says like that?
That's not considered it.
No, yeah, it's not called a Dover another. Not Bob and Nedar v'Nidav.
Yeah, so you have to know, is that... Does the din of Davar Anoder, does that now fit into the same definition of whether, meaning you could have something that's more voluntary, that's, you know, it's mikoach achiyuv, but I wasn't necessarily technically mechuyuv. You understand what I'm saying? The hagdaras might not be the same. But I hear, it's a massive chiddush what the stipler says. The pashtus, I think, the assumption of most rishonim is that all kachim, you know, no rishonim anywhere when they talk about kachim in chal machshava. I mean, the Gemara never splits, and the Gemara never says that it's certain korbanos and certain not. It's just a suggestion of his that he says in order to get out of the bam kasha from the Gemara davot of by chatas vash. It is interesting that the Gemara raised the dafka in those korbanos and not other korbanos. So comes along the Karanoira, comes along the Turi Evin. I remember Rav Shechter really likes this Mahalach. I didn't hear him talking in this sense, but in other areas, I think he holds of this Mahalach. That is really a yisod that I alluded to at the beginning of the year, at the beginning of the Limud, which is the following. Yeah, in a Chanami, these things are Chal v'machshava. The Shittim Gubetzis is right. But the second I decide to go outside the root of Machshava, and I use Dibur, your Dibur's got to be good. You know, it's like the word of Rav Moshe Feinstein, like I'll be going to college. Whether or not you should go to college or not, you should go to YU or not, I don't know. That's a shot. But once you go to college, do it right. You know what I'm saying? Do well in your classes. You know what I'm saying? That's Bittul Torah already. You know, now to now waste waste all the tuition. And, like, so once you're doing it already, like, do it right. You know what I'm saying? Do it. It's a big yisod in life. Like, you know, there's one shaila, what's the A game, what's... But now once you're involved already, like, come on, you know, like at least do it in the right fashion. So that's the yisod over here. This person clearly didn't opt to use machshava. This person clearly used dibur. And then he does it in a fablunged way. He does it in a yad, so now the shaila gemara is. So now that he took that route, so does that dibur work or not? We can't take his dibur and make it into a machshava. He didn't opt into the world of machshava. So that's an important yisod. And also gets you into the world of machshava of whether or not machshava is working through dibur or not. You know, one would, there's a raivid that talks about this lagabe hear her kedibur. Raivid, there's a lashon of the raivid that says in brachas that your hear her is beloshon. And if you don't have a hear her beloshon, so then it's going to be a problematic hear her. When you say hear her kedibur, it means you actually are mechashev l'lashonus, and you actually have the diburim in your head. So the pashtus in this mahalach is not like the raivid. That machshav is its own mahalach. You could think about the inyan, and you don't have to go through the root of dibur. And dibur is a totally distinct mahalach that you have to have the correct dibur. And therefore, if you're going to have only a yad, so the gemara is going to ask a shaila. So does that parsha have a yad, or does that parsha not have a yad? The problem with this svarta of the Karanira is do the rishonim all agree with this? Because there is a rush at the beginning of the mesefta. On the first daf, the Rosh, where is the Diron Maslow? The Rosh raises the Shaila. The Rosh says that the reason why this Shaila is relevant I wrote this down where it is. Rush writes that the reason why yodas are necessary by the darim is because there's a din of levati basfasai. The mashmos of the rush is, Reb Shimon Shkop points this out, the mashmos of the rush is that were it not for the din of levati basfasayim, so the fact that it's chal b'machshava, the din of yodas would not be relevant. I mean, what does the rush say? The rush wants to know, why is it nafkamina for yodos? So the Rosh, because there's a din of levati basfasayim. What would be the din if there wasn't a din of levati basfasayim? You have to enunciate. So it sounds like, according to the Rosh, if it's chal b'machshava, even if I choose the track of dibur, it's not going to be megareya. And once it's chal b'machshava, yad should work. So it sounds like, according to the Rosh, it's only because the gzeiras hakosav of levati basfasayim that tells me that now yados are going to be relevant, because if it was chal b'machshava, then yados would obviously be mutter, like the kasha that we asked, like the shittim mekubetz. This is kasha. Why? It should be even if there wasn't a din levat b'zasayim, like kotshim, like stoka. This chal b'machshava. Once you choose dibor, then dibor itself should be good because you're choosing that root. So the question is whether or not the rush challenges this machshava, this idea.
Can you explain that one more time? Why is that rush against the Karen Ayur?
The rush says, why, there's a din yados, why? Because the Torah tells us that there's a din levatibas fasayim. Mashma, if there was no din levatibas fasayim, and nidarim were chalba machshava, so yados wouldn't be relevant. Why? According to the Karen Ayur, it should still be relevant. If I choose to be medaber and not to go through the track of machshava, then I got to get my dibur right.
Right.
Yeah. So Rabbi Sai, the other way to learn over here, which is I think what I brought up in the Shalashuddish here, is that perhaps one could argue that the yesod and the outcome of dibur, by even if it's chal b'machshava, could potentially be different when it comes to tztaka as opposed to when you're making it chal b'dibur. What does that mean? And this is relevant for the hemshich of the Gemara. The Ran on Zion of an Aleph has a discussion that he disagrees with the Shita of the Rashba and the Ramban, a fundamental Chakira that he's not sure how to paskin legabe the Ibaya by Yesh Adlit Stach. Is that the Gemara leaves off in a suffix. So how do we paskin? Do we say it's Lechumra or do we say it's Lekula? So the Rashba and the Ramban paskin, suffik isura lechumra, and therefore a person should be machmir by yesh yad litztaka. And the Ran proves from a Gemara in Chulin that that's not the case. And the Gemara in Chulin, which is talking about suffik leket, seems to be mashma that were not for there to be a chazaka, it would have been a suffik memayna lekula. And we should say the same thing when it comes to staka as well. And therefore, the Ran fundamentally argues that safek memayna lekula by safek staka. That's machlekes between the Rashba and the Ramban, a very yeshivish Ran on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Machlekes yisaitis tika machlekes between the Rashba and the Ran, whether or not safek staka is safek isur lechumra or safek memayna lekula, right? So what is the Nekudas HaMachlekes? The Ran doesn't really explain where the Rashba is coming from, and he just brings a raya from a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says as follows. The Gemara in Chulin is talking about a suffik by a suffik matnas kuhuna, I believe, by a para of a ger. I think I'm quoting the Gemara correctly. So the Gemara says that you're potter. So the Gemara says, so why by leket are you safek leket? Are you chayiv? So the Gemara answers because safek leket has a cheskas chiyuv, and the safek by the ger has a cheskas ptur. So the Ran says, okay. So the Gemara answered why safek leket's chayiv, but the Gemara said because there's a cheskas chiyuv. Mashma that if there wasn't a cheskas chiyuv, and it would be a cheskas ptur. So then even though it's safek tzaka, safek leket, we would have said safek memayna lekul. The only reason we're being machmir by leket is because it's a cheskas chiyuv. So that's the Ran's raya that every suffik matnas aniyim should be lekula, suffik memona lekula. So what does the Rashba hold? So what does the Rashba hold? Why? How does he get around that gemara? What's the answer? What's the answer to that gemara? So the Machna Ephraim introduces a fascinating idea into this machlekes, which has relevance perhaps to our original question that we presented, and this is just one mahalach in the machlekes. Reb Shimon Shkop has a fascinating mahalach that if we have time to, we'll get into, but a totally different, divergent approach. But he says the following. He says, when a person says he wants to give tzedakah, so one could understand that in one of two ways. Is that an obligation on the Bailim now to give tzedakah? And Memela, it's going to be similar to a nedava, that he has to be mafrish, that he has to make sure to give, and that he has to be misnadev. Or is there what we have when it comes to hektish, amirasa legavoa kemesir lehedya? When I say something is hektish, because maloha aretz kulo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the whole world and everything is in his chatzar, as the Meiri in Kiddushin writes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kind of everything automatically because he has a kinyan. So perhaps one can understand that that's not limited to Hekdish, but that also applies to Tzedakah as well. When I say something is Tzedakah, is there a kinyan to a specific Ani if I, let's say, specify to a specific Ani? So this is a Beferish Machlekes, the Ramban and the Balamor in Bava Kama. The Gemara's case is as follows. The Gemara in Bava Kama and Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara in Bava Kama says, if a person was Chayvel and his friend, the guy said, I want to pay you. And he said that, no, it's okay. It was very little money. I'm moichalit. And the Gemara says, all right, you know what? I don't want it back. Just give it to the ani. Right? So again, there were three guys there. One guy punched him in the face. He says, I don't need the money. Give it to the ani. Right? And the gabbai tzedakah is right there. So the Gemara says since the Gabbet Stucka is there, it's nicknames b'mayim and shloshta. Because the three of them are there, and you have a kinyan derabbanan whenever the three parties are present. So midirabbanan they were made that even though you didn't do a ma'isa kinyan, so that could work. What's called kinyan mayim and shloshta, since it's in front of all three parties. So the Rishonim asked the Kasha, why do you need the mayim and shloshta there? So why don't you just say the Gabbai's koine it because he said it? So the Rif understands over there, the reason was is because the guy who gave it to the tzedaka never had it in his possession. Again, what happened? You hurt me. I said, you know what? Forget it. Just give it to tzedaka, to the Gabbai over here, right? How did I give tzedaka? It wasn't Bershusi. You owed it to me. So the reason why I need my Mishlashtan is because it wasn't Bershusi for me to give to the third party. So I need a Maimon Shloshan to replace the problem of Eino Bereshusin. But comes along the Rif, the Baal HaMor says, no, the reason why you need Maimon Shloshan over here is because otherwise there's no Kinyan. What Kinyan is there? You don't say Amirasa L'Gavoa Kimisira L'Hedya when it comes to stuff. According to the Rif, what you see, the fact that he was saying this is a limited problem to the fact that it wasn't Bereshusi, fundamentally you understand that if something is Bereshuscha, it is in your domain, then by mere being makdish it, by mere dedicating it to someone, it's already nicknamed to those aniyim. This creates complicated shilas or both sides in terms of what? Saying, I'm going to give tzedakah to a certain institution, or to a certain shul, or to a certain ani. That might be gezel from that ani, even though I never did anything. I think in the shila, we spoke in Shal Shittas, he wrote it down. So it was another Shaila Ksiva. But just by saying and dedicating that Chiyav, that could be, according to many Rishonim, already a Kinyan, Dumya de Hektish, and therefore he was kind of. Whereas according to the Baal HaMor, no, that's not true at all. The whole reason I need Maimon Shloshan is because there's no Kinyan over here. It's not because it was Eino Bereshuso. It's because there was nothing moving the money over here. What's channeling the money over here? What's moving around the funds? The Maimon Shloshan. Other than the Maimon Shloshan, stock is not nicknames. The Amira, and you don't have a Chi of Mammon, you don't have a transfer of Bailus just from an Amira alone. Comes along the Machne Ephraim, and the Machne Ephraim says, that's a wild shot. The Machne Ephraim says, Lefi Anias Daiti, he thinks that that's the Machloikas, the Rashba and the Ram. When a person is Makdish Tztokah, and he wants to say that he gives it to a certain Ani, he was giving it to a certain Ani, it was at Vahadei. So he wants to know, is that Mammonis? Or is that just a chi of Isser on the Bailut? And therefore, do you say Safik Mamona Lakula like the Ran? Or do you say no, Safik Isura Lachumra, because it's just a chi of on the Bailut to take care of his neder? And he has a Bal Yachel chi of. He has a Bal Da'acher chi of. He has a chi of Klape Shmaya. He doesn't have a chi of Klape Ben Adam Lachavera. He doesn't have a Din Torah and Dine Mominis when he said this chi of Legabedit stuff. Machne Ephraim learns that's goof for the machloikas between the Ran and the Rashba over here. When you say yesh yad netzdaka, are you now just being mechayiv yourself to do something? The mela that's in the world of iser veheter, or no? Do I already get into the world of what? Is it owned by him? There was already something chal on it. So if so, the mela, that would be a shiloh like the Ran is saying a suffik v'mayna lekul. Says the Machne Ephraim, he thinks that that's good for the Machloikis, the Nekudas HaMachloikis, between the Ran and the Rashba over here, whether or not the Gemara Safik is Safik Yisur L'Chumra, or Safik Memoina L'Kula. Because one could argue that nothing was necessarily done to the money, and since something was not necessarily done to the money, so then you would have a Shaila of Isser Vehet. The problem with this Pshat, Rav Shimon Shkab points out, is that's very nice by tzedakah, but the Gemara had the same suffix by pay. So isn't it clear that when a person makes something payah, that the pay is chah? And that should be just a din in moments. And yet the Rashba says the same suffix, Yisur al-Chumra, not only by the tzedakah, but also by the payah. So that's why Rav Shimon doesn't like this pshat. That's where Rav Shimon rejects this pshat of the Machne Ephraim. Again, Machne Ephraim understands this machlek is the Ran and the Rashba to mean whether or not what's happening to the tzedakah, is it transferring bialos and therefore it's a shailin dine mominis, or not? The Rashba is saying it's only a chiyav, but it doesn't have the ability to transfer in bialos, so therefore that's a chiyav klapi isser veheter klapi shmaya legabe the bialin, but nothing ever changed hands, so therefore that should be a safik yisru lechumra. Shimon Shkop says, so then how does the Rashba also say safik yisru lechumra by peya or lechura, that is totally done, and that should only be, according to this rationale, be a safik in mominis legabe pe. So the stipler defends the Machle Ephraim, and he says that maybe not. Maybe every time a person makes peya, so he also is mekabel on himself an achrayis and a chiyuv klape shmaya that he has to make sure to get that peya delivered, that peya is going to be given, that he's mekabel on himself, that not only is it peya, but it's going to be executed as peya. And there is a chiyuv of Isser Vehetter, perhaps to defend the Rashba, defend his Machne Ephraim, that he's also be Makabal and Materis Neder, that he's going to give the Peya to the Aniyim as well. And therefore, there would be a Safik Isser Vehetter in the Peya as well. So maybe the Machne Ephraim's Pshat could still stay alive. However, this leads Reb Shimon Shkop to build the following Yisod. Maybe you've heard it, but this is, it's very Geschmack because this is one of its Mekoros, is our sugya. And Rav Shimon Shkop asked the following famous shaila. I remember I heard this the first time from my Rebbe Rav Blachman, and I was like, wow, that is the most amazing kasha I've ever heard in my life. So Rav Shimon Shkop asked like this. He doesn't understand how there is a klal called Safek Memoina Lekula. Safek Memoina Lekula makes absolutely no sense. Every Safek Memoina Lekula should be a Safek in Isser Leisigza. So every Safek Memoina Lekula should be Safek Yisur Lechum. It's silent gezel. It's not yours, it's gezel. So why is it suffering mona lakula? Should be suffering kisur lachum. So Reb Shimon, kedarko b'kodesh, in creating, in lumdis, taking all the fun, like, making yisoidis throughout Shas, which is what Reb Shari Yosher is about, and how he makes every sugya into a fundamental yisod. So he says, it's not true. He says that you have to know the essential questions, and you have to know the fundamental questions. And certain halachos are only come into existence after those fundamental questions and ideas are established. But without that, you know, preliminary fundamental concepts that are established, so then the other sugyas don't even begin to relate. You don't have a safek gezel if in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat the bailus was never established. If in Dine bailus there was never a din bailim from this guy or that guy, so Mimela, then there's no safek gezel. Safek gezel is only once we establish he's the bailim and he's not the bailim. So Mimela, now if he takes that, so then Mimela there's going to be an issue. But there is no Isser if you didn't establish that. And if something mana kula kula tells you that he is the one that Choshen Mishpat is relating to be the Bailim, so there's no specific Isser either. It doesn't even get off the ground. It doesn't begin. So perhaps that could exist not only in that Shiloh of something mana kula, something gezel, but perhaps that could exist also legabe the Bal Yachra and the Bat Acher in this sugya of Tztok. Perhaps those Isurim that emanate from the Chiyuv Tztaka is only once we establish that in Hilchos Tztaka, this is Tztaka. Then and only then could those other Nafkaminas apply. Whereas maybe, according to the Rashba, that's not true. And these things are independent. And the Isser and the Chiyuv could exist independently. And it could be a Suffolk Isser, even if the Suffolk Moment is not established yet. And is not figured out to begin with. And is not necessarily a preliminary fundamental reality to have a bearing on these other nekudas. So one could approach this sugya in a totally different angle of whether or not, again, however you slice the Rabbi Yisai, there is a fundamental machlokes between the Rishonim here coming out of the Abaye and the Gemara of Safik Tztaka, whether it's Safik Mono Lekula or Safik Yisur Lekum. The Shaila is, according to Machne Ephraim, it's a Yisodistika Shaila on how Tztaka works, and that's going to be that mahala. Then you're going to run into problems with Gabe Peyos. So you're going to have to work on that kasha. Or according to Rav Shimon Shkaf, no, you're going to run into a fundamental reality that might be nogeh to other sugyas, is do I have to establish certain halachos in order for other isurim and details to follow suit or not? Maybe not. Maybe that's the nekuda samachleikas over here between the Ran and the Rash. One could argue, again, just before we close, if you accept that there is a din of chalois when it comes to tztaka, and not only am I accepting upon myself a chiyuv, but rather it's actually transferring. So I think, if I remember correctly, I saw this once in a yontif, or I don't remember who said this pshat, but I remember someone said, I think I quoted him when I said the Shalosh Shudashir, someone says that extension of tzedaka, of being chal, perhaps one could argue that would only be chal b'dibur, of the moment transferring from one to the next, and that's not chal b'machshava. In Cain, that can answer the Shittim Gubetzis is Kasha as well. What I'm trying to say is, if you distinguish within the world of tzedakah, of Machshava versus Dibor, one could argue that once you hold that, tzedakah could even change hands. Maybe that's only by Amiroso. When you're actually being Makdish and being Chal with your Amira, could you actually change the status in Dine Mominis from one Ani to the next? But if it was just a Machshava, perhaps that's why the Gemara needed Yados over here, and you would only create a Chiyav on the Bailim, the Machshava, similar to an Adava, similar to something that I have to now finish off and be Mafresh afterwards, if it was only Chal Machshava. Again, it's a suggestion that perhaps this second Yisod, which is an independent Mahala for Bosa, the Machna Ephraim says, he doesn't connect anything that I'm saying. Machna Ephraim says, this is the Machloikas between the Ran and the Rashba. Whether or not Safik Mona or Safik Yisura, how do you relate to Safik Tzedakah? Is it Isser Beheter or is it Safik Dine Mamonis? I'm just suggesting a third possibility to our original question. Once we raise the Shaila of this new component that according to Sanri Shkainim and according to the Ran of Fida Machna Ephraim, Tzedakah could even change bias from one person to the next. Perhaps that's only once a person is put there, Amiroso L'Ani, but not like Amiroso L'Gavoa, but not when it comes to Machshava. In Cain, perhaps you could suggest that would answer the Shittim Kubetzis' question, but it would be a Chiddush, Legabe, very similar to what we were saying before, Legabe, a difference within the Chalos between Machshava and Dibor when it would come to Tzedakah. There already are Rishonim. I think the Ramah also is Machadish Legabe the Dine Kfiya. You already have Nafkaminas on the books, legabe tztaka that's chal b'machshava and tztaka that's chal b'dibor. I think the Ramah says you can't be kaif for someone who only accepted upon himself b'machshava. So whether or not you would extend this to say, like this Oneg Yontif, that to say that it's now going to transfer the reshuyos through dibor and not through machshava, so I think that would also be a nafkamina, perhaps in a solution to perhaps answer that fundamental question of the Shidum Gavetzah. So basically, what we discussed tonight was a mahalach of the Gemara within Yesh Yad L'Peya, how to read the Gemara, how to be medameit to the din of Osek Kol Sodas of Peya, which is not just the din of Peya Islay Shir, because the Gemara is not quoting the din of Elu Dvarim She'Enam Shir. Perhaps it's a Yesodas Degashayla and how to understand the nature of Peya. The next Shayla that we discussed was the Kasha Deshidim Gubetzes, which is relevant throughout the Masechta, throughout Nidarim that we raised in the beginning of the year, of whether or not, why is Yados relevant if it's Chal B'machshava? Why not? I think the time we raised it is because the Rush says that it applies to Bedek Abayis. Cherem is Bedek Abayis. So I raised the Shiloh then. If Cherem is Bedek Abayis, like the Rush and the Ritva, so then why do you need Yados? Just typically it's Chal B'machshava. So the Shidim Gubetz is asked after Thayrus, Legabi Tztaka in our Sugya, and it's relevant to the Gemara and Davav, Legabi Chatas and Oshav. We had a few different answers. The Hezber of the Stipler within the Shittim Mekubetzis' answer. We have the Yisod of the Karen Ira, and those Achronim that are Mechalik between being Chal B'Dibor and being Chal B'Machshava. And then we have this last potential answer, which is Mechalik between Machshava and Dibor by Tztaka. But irrespective of that, we close with two Mahalchim within the Machlekes, the Ran and the Rashba, on the next Suffolk of the Gemara of Yesh Adlet Tztaka, is that Suffolk Mona Lakula, or is that Suffolk Isura Lachumra, Mahalach of Rav Shimon Shkop? versus the Mahalach of the Machne Ephraim Legabe Tzav. All right, Rabbi Isai.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
That last tushta, like you're saying, that there's a difference between Dibur versus Machshava in whether or not there's a transfer by Tzedakah.
Yeah.
So would that explanation also hold true for Karbanos? That whether or not you say I'm Yerusha L'Gvoa will be totally on if you're Hektish with Chal B'Machshava or Dibur?
L'Chaira.
And otherwise, you have to say you still have the same kasha by that you mentioned already because you have
I don't think I have anyone that says that. I'm pretty sure I have to look it up. I think an Oneg Yomtiv says this by Tzedakah, but yeah, l'chora.
Meaning what? Meaning I'm Maktish. If I'm Maktish, Achat, let's say an Ola, B'dibur, so that Hakdasha is a transferring of Rishuyos from me to Bet HaKabayis.
Right, but if...
But if I'm doing it B'dibur... Yeah.
But if I'm doing it B'machshava...
B'machshava, then there's no transferring?
Well, then it's a Chiyav, and there's Bal Ta'acher, and there's Bal Yachel, but... there might not be Kedushas Aguf on the Karma, if that would be correct. I don't know. It's a big Kiddush. Yeah, I'm not sure if that would apply to Karmas. You have to see if there are any Rayas that Hektish Chal V'Machshava. The Pashas is that Hektish Chal V'Machshava, again, like we've been saying, is that there's fully Me'ila, there's a full Chalait. But you have to see, if you would want to say this, Legabe that, so why would there be a difference, Legabe Karbonos?
This gets into make Kara through the Ruven, Hashta through the Ruven, like Bedek HaBayis versus Kedushas HaGuf?
No. That that's once it's Chal. There the Kedushas is Chal Legamri. Whether or not the Kedushas is Chal in Bedek HaBayis or the Kedushas is Chal Legabe Kedushas HaGuf is totally on the nature of the carbon, the status of the animal. And after that's post hakdasha,
what does that mean? That means legabe din bailus of Bet HaKabayis.
So the pashas Amir Russell Legavo from Sira Lahedyon means that whatever whether it's Bet HaKabayis, so then it's fully Bet HaKabayis, or legabe kedusha saguf of the carbon, so it has the relevance in terms of kedusha saguf. I mean, Russell Gavol Kanzir Lehedyon is not a steerer to me. A Karatur is a Ren Hashtur. That's Karatur is a Ren Hashtur. The Ren is going to be forever. That's just in terms of just how we relate to the carbon as it lives on. But there still is something that was Chal from the Amira. I have to figure out why. My natia is that it's not going to apply by Karbonus, and the shaila is why that should be. Meaning, if you're working through the same fundamental principles, why there should be a distinction, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
shaila. Yeah.
Shaila.
Raktia.